This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Toronto Blue Jays rehab coordinator and currently acting Lugnuts athletic trainer, position that he knows well, Jeff Stevenson. Jeff, you are the athletic trainer for the first Lugnuts team, 1996 through 1998. You come back to town. How was last night? Were you nostalgic?
It was fun. It was, you know, when I had the chance to know I was coming back here, having been here for 3 years, it was, you know, it's three real fun years when I was here, and, you know, being a part of the championship season in 97 and just all around, it was a good time. So I was looking, it was fun to be back.
What was that first season like? What were even those first days like? Brand new team, brand new stadium.
It was great. I mean, it was, you know, the community really supported it, and just a new stadium, and everything was fun. The players were excited, and it was just fun to be a part of a stadium that ran and a city that really embraced the team.
That was a tremendous Kansas City Royals organization, too. It was chock full of talent, and it was a team that won the Midwest League Championship in 1997. Second year here, you got yourself a ring. What was that like?
It was fun. It was, like I said, that was probably one of the highlights of my career. I mean, it was just, we had a great group of guys, and everybody just came together well that year and put together a nice run, and it was exciting.
You rose right from single A to triple A, right?
I did. I went from here. I was after the 98 season, I went to Omaha. And I spent the next 9 seasons in AAA with Kansas City.
What's the difference? Here you are in single A, immediately to AAA, and then to the major leagues in 2008 and 2009. What was that like in the show?
It was fun. It was great. It was, it was a little bit different because here you're the only guy, and you get up there, and I was one of 3 trainers at the major league level, so it was kind of different, and I wasn't doing all the travel coordinating that I do anymore, so... But it was fun. I was there for 2 years in the big leagues, and it was neat to, you know, after all the years I had put in, to be able to enjoy and see what that side of it was like. But I enjoy it down here. I like, you know, all this. I enjoyed the rehab coordinating is a lot of fun as well.
That's the thing. I think a lot of people don't understand the athletic trainer has to do so many more different things. What were your responsibilities in Lansing?
In Lansing as well as in AAA, I mean, you're not only the trainer, you're the travel coordinator with... I mean, in A-ball, it's coordinating just the bus times and hotel time, or rooming lists and meal money and that type of thing. But then in AAA, it's more of a, you know, you're flying everywhere and equipment and everything else. So you wear a lot of hats for sure.
Well, that was with the Kansas City Royals. Now you're part of the Blue Jays. This just started this last year. How did you latch on with Toronto?
I knew George Poulos, our head trainer in Toronto. I knew him. He was in AAA. His last year in AAA was my first year in AAA, so I knew him from that. And then the 2 years when I was in Kansas City, I knew him a little bit. So he actually contacted me and asked me if I'd have interest in their rehab coordinating job. And so we talked about it, and it's been good.
What does it mean to be rehab coordinator?
Basically, I'm in charge of all the major and minor league guys when they get injured. If it's a significant enough injury, they come down to Florida and rehab with me, and then when they're healthy enough to get back to playing, we send them back off to where they need to be.
In your years in baseball, have the injuries changed at all? Are the injuries nowadays suffered any different from how they were in the 90s?
You know, they're a little bit different. I think there's, you know, oblique injuries. My first probably 7-8 years, I don't think I ever heard of an oblique injury. And I think there's a few more, you know, that I think some of the shoulder and elbow injuries, I think, are just being diagnosed better. So I think that's a big part. I think the injuries were there. I think just with the advances in MRIs and everything else, that we're treating them different and better probably.
Why would there be more oblique injuries?
You know, I think some of it has to do with just the whole strength and conditioning programs where guys are getting so strong, and it's a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing because there's a weak link somewhere in the body, and sometimes it... You know, their legs and hips are producing so much power, and their core sometimes isn't able to withstand that.
Well, speaking with Jeff Stevenson, the Lansing Lugnuts athletic trainer, back from 1996 through 1998. Now we're in the 16th season with the Lugnuts, and you're back here acting as athletic trainer while James Gardner is off on break. What was yesterday like? What did you do for the Lugnuts yesterday?
I just did what James would do. I mean, it's a pretty healthy time right now. The Lugnuts don't have a lot going on, so I just... You know, I just did the maintenance type things with the guys, and just here to give him a little bit of a break and get away and enjoy a few days up here again.
Before arriving into town, when was the last time you'd been back to Lansing?
Probably about 4 years ago. We still come back. We have family in the Michigan area, so we still get back here and see some of the old neighbors and that. But it's probably been about 4 years ago.
Makes makes sense. And finally, we've seen Lansing Lugnuts this year, especially the pitchers, go down to Florida on rehab. Guys like John Anderson, Daniel Webb, Misael Diaz, Matt Fields. What are the prognoses for these guys? Will there any of them we'll see by the end of the year back in Lansing?
Potentially Misael Diaz or Webb. They're both, Diaz is thrown actually in one game now down in Florida, working his way back. Webb's going to have his first bullpen session coming up this week, so he could potentially get back here. The other guys, Matt Fields, has had elbow surgery, and John Anderson's had elbow surgery, so those two are out for the rest of the season.
That's good. Jeff, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Speaking with Jeff Stevenson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.